Some years ago, I was at a party in which a friend of mine tried to seduce me while we were both drunk. But I refused to let anything happen because she is the fiancée of a friend of mine. I decided not to tell this to my friend, who loves her a lot, since nothing physical happened, and she seemed to regret it. Is it immoral of me not to tell him? No, I think completely moral. As you describe it, you did nothing, not even a kiss. And you don't even know her motive. You say try to seduce you. In a drunken context, who knows? Maybe even she doesn't know. Maybe she just wanted to kiss somebody and you were there. Maybe she had an isolated urge and one would have been it, as against, you know, a pattern of every time she sees you wanting to throw herself at you. So you have no basis to think that this really means anything. And now, this, as you're writing me, I gather, is sometime later. They're married. To bring it up to him now, the implication is, boy, this is a big issue, and you have to know about it. Because otherwise, why would you bring it up and make an issue of it? And then he wants to know why. What really happened? And it'd be very hard for him to think, oh, it's really nothing. If it's really nothing, why is he, you know, making a federal case out of it? I would say leave him alone. If he's your friend, don't throw this into his lap. If she is the kind of girl you fear she is, he's going to find out on his own very soon without your help.